Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study titled Revelation 12 and September 23rd, 2017. As we begin with a close look at Revelation 12 verses 1 through 5. It seems like every few months there's a new fad regarding the rapture or the end of the world. And at the time of this study, there's a growing brouhaha over planetary alignments coinciding with Jewish feasts on September the 23rd of the year 2017. We're going to debunk the claims made by some of the alarmists, and in doing so, we will be providing the Bible believer with the tools needed to debunk this stuff every time it appears. So this isn't just a message for 2017, but a study that will benefit the Bible believer until the rapture or death do us part. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com or send them by U.S. Postal to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. And now, join us for our study titled Revelation 12 and September 23rd, 2017. We will begin with Revelation 12, 1 through 5. This is part 1 of 2.
All right, if you want to turn your Bibles to Revelation 12, that's where we're going to start. Revelation 12, 1 to 5. And we'll open with prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time to open this book. It's been good fellowship. We're glad for everyone who's able to make it out. We pray you be with those who can't be here. Those might even still be on their way in because of work. Charlie and Olivia who are traveling, and anyone else who's traveling. Whether they're not traveling, they'll be traveling this weekend to come home. And we just thank you and ask also for Susie, Jenny's sister, in considerable discomfort and pain. We're glad for the good report from Marilyn. She's got a little relief in the last day or two from the pain she's been suffering. And we just ask you these things. Ask for your help as we study. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. How many of you knew that the world was going to end again on Saturday? It's ended several times just in the last two or three years. I'm hoping this will be the best apocalypse yet. But basically, the reason we went to Revelation 12 is because they're trying to tie things, some things together, and so we're going to go over that. We'll look at this little graphic again in just a minute. But as we approach this Saturday, September 23rd, 2017, a sizable number of prophecy teachers or pretenders are alarming us. And I just want to say this, you could actually take what we're going to learn tonight, and it's applicable at any time. I just want to say that as we begin. Someone may hear this in the future and turn it off thinking, well, it doesn't apply, but it does. This is good information for a Bible student. These mistaken, misleading teachers point to an alignment of the planets and the stars and claim that it fulfills Revelation 12. And if you're not a YouTuber and you don't watch a lot of TV preachers, then you probably haven't heard a lot about this. But a lot of people I know, because of the fact they're on the internet, if you're on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you'll see people posting links. But there are some folks who just don't know what's going on because they're not on social media and they don't watch TBN and they don't turn on YouTubers or whatever. But this is pretty prevalent, and it's going into a crescendo. It's just now it's on the news websites and everything. So let's read that portion of Revelation 12. beginning of verse 1. And we're going to see that just by reading the Bible in context, rightly dividing the word of truth, you save yourself a lot of stress. You'll save yourself a lot of money. A lot of people spend a lot of money on these things, books and videos and that sort of thing. So let's begin. Just read verse 1 with me. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now let's start with what this is actually showing us. This is a vision that appeared to the Apostle John. The book of Revelation was given to the Apostle John, and John says that he sees what he calls a great, what's that next word?
Wonder.
A great wonder. And this was about 2,000 years ago that he saw this. This isn't, just note that it doesn't say anywhere in here that this is something that's going to happen. As far as the wonder that he sees in heaven. It's telling you about something that has and is going to happen. You'll see what I mean in just a moment. But we saw in our Revelation studies that this woman pictures Israel. And if you haven't gone along, we've got, I think, 150 studies of the book of Revelation. Now, it's a funny thing. God wrote the book of Revelation from beginning in chapter 1, verse 1. And if you look, you can turn a few pages back there. It goes all the way back here to the end of that book. Chapter 22, verse 21 in your Bible. You see that? Now, for some reason, the majority of Christians and even the majority of preachers that I've ever seen don't think that they should read that book beginning at the beginning and go all the way to the end. And they don't think they should teach it the way God gave it. That's why people are so confused and mixed up on the book of Revelation. If you have not, listen to me, if you have not read the 66 books of the Bible, from start to finish, stop thinking you know it. I'm just saying, how can you know something when you haven't read it? And you only know the Bible, Scripture with Scripture. You have to know Scripture in order to understand Scripture. And I'm amazed. I was telling somebody today or yesterday, that there was somebody who came here not too long ago, and he's going to straighten me out. I was wrong on some stuff. He had been hearing me on radio. And I said, you know, the important thing is you start by reading the Bible from cover to cover. You really need to do that at least once a year. And I said, have you ever done that? He says, well, no, I've never actually. And he's going to sit there and straighten me out on how much he knows about a book he hasn't read. And I think there's a lot of preachers like that. So, we went through every verse of the book of Revelation, and we spent several hours in Revelation 12. And I'm going to give you a little capsule form of what we confirmed when we compared Scripture with Scripture. Genesis 37:9. By the way, you cannot understand Revelation until you understand a good bit of the previous 65 books to begin with. Revelation should be the last book that you claim to understand. You got to understand the other 65. Now, I haven't taught through every book, but I have studied through every book of the Bible, and I studied the previous 65 books several times before ever teaching the book of Revelation, and I had taught through more than half of the Bible before going to Revelation. And if you understand what I'm saying, teaching verse by verse through Kings and Chronicles and some of the minor prophets and that sort of thing, you can see why I haven't gone through every haven't taught through every, but I've read and studied through those other books before trying to teach it. So you go back, you say, well, wait a minute, where's this imagery? Is this somewhere else in the Bible? Yes, it is. Genesis 37:9, and he dreamed yet another dream. This is talking about Joseph. And told it his brethren and said, behold, I've dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And if you read that in context, Joseph's the 12th star. The other 11 are the other sons of Jacob. The 12 stars represent the 12 tribes of Israel. The woman is clothed with this imagery. She is Israel. She's not the Roman Catholic Church. She's not Mary. She's not the church. She's Israel. And there is no debate. The stars represent Israel. That's all there is to it. And the woman in Revelation 12 is clothed with the stars. She is Israel. So now read verse 2. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Now Mary was the specific maiden, virgin, Isaiah 7:14 says, that gave birth to the physical body of Messiah. But Mary was the chosen vessel of Israel. There had to be a woman of Israel, an Israelite, who was chosen to give birth to that baby. But that baby, that child, is the Messiah born of Israel. And it really is so clear, it amazes me that people get that messed up. Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. That means there is coming a millennial kingdom. It's crazy how many people are denying a literal kingdom on earth where Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign. It's going to happen whether you like it or not, folks. The government shall be upon his shoulder. God does not lie. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The us in that text is Israel. Unto who was born? Well, it wasn't unto the Balaamites. It wasn't unto the Moabites. It wasn't unto the Ammonites. It wasn't unto the Egyptians. It wasn't unto America. It was unto Israel. And by the way, it wasn't unto the church. He had to be born, grow up, die, be buried, raised again, and ascend to heaven before the church was established. Church didn't give birth to him. He brought forth the church. The us is Israel. So read verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now note there in verse 1 and verse 3, this is called a wonder. Okay? This is the, in verse 3, this 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. This is the government of Antichrist, who's called the first beast of Revelation. How do I know that? I read the rest of the book. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast arise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And I believe that'll be the final pope. And if you don't understand that, you've never said what the pope wears on his head. But we've got other messages on that. Now read verse 4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, anybody who's read the Bible, especially read the Gospels and Matthew, can see the imagery that when Jesus was born, Herod wanted to kill him. Why? Because Herod was full of the devil. And he told those wise men, after you worship this king, come back and tell me where he is so I can worship him too. The liar. He wanted to kill him. And then the wise men, having been directed by God to go a different way, word got back to Herod. He was so angry, he sent the Roman soldiers to Bethlehem and the little town, little villages around there, and killed all the male children two and under. The slaughter of the innocents. That's what that's describing right there. And this, the first part of the verse, it says, "And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven to cast them to the earth." That hadn't happened yet. And so you have a mixture of past and future. That we have shown that as we went through Revelation. That's one of the reasons why the Old Testament prophets were so confused. Because they would not only give a past and then a present, but sometimes flip-flop them. And sometimes intermix them. But then we see, when we read the Gospels, how to unravel that. I heard somebody say, well, how in the world can you tell when it's past and when it's future? Because the Bible tells you which ones are past and future. It's only by being a careful student who understands the Bible, 66 books, and compare Scripture to Scripture, you can see there has never been a time where Satan, it says, drew the third part of the stars of heaven and he cast them to the earth. That hasn't happened yet. And verse, I actually just said this, but I'll repeat it. Some are entirely ignoring the context, and they're teaching that verse 5 connects the rapture to this sign. And that is the problem with this entire September 23 thing. It's totally ignoring context and making Revelation 12 something it's not. Read verse 5 with me. "And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." Now there it is again. The first part happens in the future when he establishes his kingdom on earth. But then it stops and says, "And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." That's not the rapture. You see that where it says her child was caught up unto God and to his throne? They're trying to claim that that is the rapture. The child is not the church. The child is Jesus. Amen. Over in Acts 1:9, we read this. "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight." That's the child being caught up. Is it in order? No, because that's the way Bible prophecy is. It's kind of like, I've heard preachers say this, God, first of all, the Bible is a book that can only be understood by the Holy Spirit. And so if you try to understand the Bible, reading it like you do your romance novels, you aren't going to understand it. You say, so what do? Well, first of all, you have to be born again. I don't go around saying, well, you don't understand the Bible, you must not be saved. But you understand when I say this, there might be a problem there with some of these people. The reason why they can't get the Bible is they've never been born again. And I can't do that for you. You have to make sure you're truly born again. And that's only something you and God have to take care of. Once you're saved, the second thing is spiritual growth. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, but it's not just a certain amount of time goes by and then all of a sudden God just zaps you with understanding. You're a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so I have people come to me and act like they should be able to understand the Bible. And since they don't, they just throw it out the window and say, oh, we can't know. How many of you heard, I've heard preachers get up and say, well, I'm a pan-tribulationist. I just think it's all going to pan out. Amen? Sit down and shut up. That's what those preachers need to be told.
If you're going to stand up in front of a bunch of people and say, I'm a pan-tribulationist, I just believe it's all going to pan out, then sit down and shut up. We've got way too many preachers like that in pulpits today, causing more confusion because A, number one, that doesn't look like an A, number one, they themselves don't work at it. And number two, they really don't care. They're not pan-tribulationists. They're useless. They're hirelings. They don't care enough about you to study it to find out what it's teaching. And sadly then, a lot of times those are the guys who end up teaching this stuff like we're seeing on September 23rd. Everything else from this point, Revelation 12, is future. So in reviewing this part of the text, and by the way, that's where all the September 23 stuff is coming from. Where does this text, we just read, hopefully you got it still open right there in front of you. Where does this text say that it's a sign? One of the websites I've been given two or three times over the last month teaching this is The Sign, is the name of the website. Where's that? Maybe it's in the New Version. Maybe the New Version say that? I should have looked it up. Look that up at Bible Gateway if you can.
Maybe the word wonder.
But that's not a sign. Things that are... That's what I'm saying is, have they changed it? Because the word sign is not the word number wonder, and the word wonder is not the word sign. And a sign is not a wonder, and a wonder is not a sign. Things that are different are not what? Amen. So that's question number one is, why are they calling this the sign of September 23rd? Or the Revelation 12 sign? Aha! Uh-huh. There you go.
That's right. The New Version's called a sign.
You read those perverted, garbage, baby Bibles that are supposed... They put them out saying they need to water down the Bible because y'all are too stupid to understand plain English in the King James Bible. That's their selling point. They'll tell you right in the magazines. Finally, you can understand the Word of God. What are they saying? You're too stupid to understand English. So they have to water it down for a thumb-sucking Christian generation who's too lazy to read a Bible that is accurate. I've had people say, well, I want a Bible that's easy to understand. You want easy or do you want accurate? I want accurate. That's why we stick to the King James. Amen? So there you go. A lot of these false teachers teaching this garbage are following their corrupt false Bibles. There you go.
Do they understand what the word sign means?
Well, a lot of them may not. I mean, but the word sign is not wonder. So if they even if they do understand the word sign, they're getting the wrong thing in their Bible. So they would be right in looking at it as a sign, but they'd be wrong because their Bible's wrong. Revelation 12 is not a sign. It is a wonder witnessed by John. Not a sign for people to observe on September 23rd, 2017. And even if it is a sign, where in the world did you get the idea of September 23rd, 2017? So let's ask another obvious question. Where does this text even hint that this is an astronomical sign? They not only teach it's a sign, they teach that it's an astronomical sign. Well, it's not a sign. So where do they get the idea that it's a sign? New versions. Where do they get the idea that it's an astronomical sign? Where does this text tell you to look up in the sky to find this sign? It says John saw this 2,000 years ago. It doesn't say, and you folks a couple thousand years from now, look up because you're going to see it again. There's nothing like that.
It could be they're mixing up the fact that it does mention stars.
It does, but it doesn't say to look up and try to see them yourself.
Right. There you go.
So this is the chart I showed you when we started. This is the chart that they're showing you. And what they're saying is, if you look up in the sky on September 23rd, 2017... you'll see the constellation Leo, and he's hovering above the head of the constellation Virgo. And if you see down here, I won't come around and point at it for you, but I don't know how well you can see it, but you see here, my little pointer might show up. No, don't. This shows you right here, Jupiter. See that? Now remember that. That's where Jupiter is going to appear different days. It'll be in different places right along here. And that is what they're saying, that Revelation 12 is teaching. Based on what? You just read it with me. It does not say anything about constellations. It doesn't tell people to look up and see this in the sky. It says that 2,000 years ago, John saw a wonder that does resemble, I'll give him that, there is a resemblance, but a resemblance isn't the same. Some people said Gloria resembles me. Is she a 48-year-old man with a goatee? No, a resemblance is not the same thing. And we're supposed to be, yes, similarity is not sameness. You do listen. You do. I mean, she does. She quotes me more often than I could. So, what some seem not to realize is this so-called sign. I put it in quotes because it's not a sign. This blew me away when I saw this. It will not even be visible. Now, if it were a sign, which it's not, signs have to be visible. That's what it's going to look like if you have special goggles. But and this is a sign that is supposed to be seen, by the way, it's supposed to be seen from Israel. Okay? Revelation 12 was seen by John on the Isle of Patmos. Was where he was at, but they claim that this is supposed to be seen from the Holy Land. Just in case you don't already know that, there will not be a cartoon-drawn lion and Virgo in the sky. At the time that these constellations are in the sky, the sun is out and no one will see anything. Now, never fear, Nibiru is here. Dun, 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 dun. Now that's not a superhero wearing a cape. It's an unseen planet X that is supposed to show up and block the sun, enabling the world to see this sign for 3 hours. What are you laughing at, Dre? Doesn't that sound like good sound? No, to his credit, he's been trying to debunk Planet X for a while. I hate to give him credit, but he's not involved in this at all. But I don't know how you knew this, but there have been for several years now people claiming that there's this planet out there that no one's ever seen. It's not really surprising that a lot of the same people believe in a flat Earth. And NASA is hiding it from you. See? And this planet has somehow been able to avoid our telescopes, but it's going to show Saturday. Not in our atmosphere or anything, but in our solar system, and it's going to park itself in front of the sun.
We invite you to learn the King James Bible with Bible Believers Fellowship. It will help you avoid panicking over blood moons, solar eclipses, and planetary alignments. As we learn God's Word, and ignore man's opinions and fads. Visit bbfohio.com and listen Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 9:30 p.m. on live stream at freedomfm.org or in Central Ohio on 91.5 Freedom FM.